WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New questions about the Georgia school shooter. The mother of 14-year-old Colt Gray saying she tried to call the school on the morning of the shooting as a warning. However, ABC's Faith Abube says...
The Barrow County Sheriff tells me that the family's claims that they warned the school the morning of the shooting is misinformation. He says he's heard of no such call, but his deputies are investigating the timeline of events.
Four people were killed in the shooting, two adults and two students. There were memorials for them over the weekend. The search is still on in southeast Kentucky for a man police say opened fire on cars along I-75. Five people were injured, but no one was killed in the shootings. Sheriff's deputies think they have found the assault-style weapon used and the ammunition used. They just cannot find the suspect. Kamala Harris is in Pittsburgh. Donald Trump in West Palm Beach. Both presidential nominees getting ready for tomorrow's first and possibly only presidential debate. It will be held in Philadelphia and airs on ABC. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man is charged in the shooting death of UW-Whitewater student-athlete Kara Welsh. Chad Edwards of Loves Park, Illinois, made his initial court appearance Friday. He's charged with first-degree homicide. It would take $1 million to bail him out of the Walworth County Jail. Donald Trump tells a Wisconsin rally he'd eliminate the U.S. Department of Education if elected. That's one of the key provisions of the Project 2025 conservative blueprint. He says he also wants to give the entire federal government a once-over.
I will create a government efficiency commission to conduct a complete financial and performance audit for the entire federal government.
The Government Accountability Office already has oversight responsibilities. About 7,000 supporters came to see Trump in Mosinee Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You might want to check the eggs in your fridge. A salmonella outbreak has gotten more than 60 people sick. And Centers for Disease Control and Prevention staff say these eggs came from a Wisconsin farm. Officials say they're from Milo's Poultry Farm in Bonduelle, that's north of Green Bay. The cartons were sold in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan under the labels Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. CDC staff say many more people likely got salmonella from these eggs, but they were able to recover on their own, so they just never knew they had salmonella. And the old Morrisonville Elementary School in DeForest will someday be a dance school. Tony LaBurge bought the building in 2021. According to the Sun Prairie Star, he's renovating a three-bed, three-bath home for himself on the top floor with a commercial dance studio on the lower level. He told the paper he plans to call it Frog Manor in honor of Morrisonville's reputation as Frogtown, USA. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping two of three games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past seven games, manager Pat Murphy said that it was a tough homestand for his team.
You know, it was a tough homestand, and we've had games like this. If you looked at the St. Louis series, we had games just like this where once something didn't go our way, we didn't produce right. We didn't fight back right after that.
Milwaukee will set out on a six-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still nine games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinere returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Think about it, in this room, this is what these folks are focusing on, spending all their time. Like reading about two male penguins who love each other, it's somehow going to turn your children gay, and that's what you should worry about.
Huh.
But here's what I'll tell you. It's a fact of life. Some people are gay. But you know what's not a fact of life? That our children need to be shot dead in schools. That's not a fact of life.
Amen. Amen, Governor Walz. It is 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in with Chris Lavoie for Stephanie Miller on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She's upstairs.
Is she even awake?
Light's not on.
Lights aren't on. It's good. She's getting some sleep.
Good.
She needs that shut eye.
Well, I was just reading this morning that the airport in Portland, Oregon, has emotional support llamas.
Llamas?
Llamas.
How cool is that?
As long as they don't spit.
True. But that's cool.
It is cool. Yes. And they're beloved in Portland.
I think I was at Dulles years ago, and they had a dog coming through. And I said, is it okay? And they said, of course, do you need the dog? I said, I hate flying. Of course I need the dog. and it was a retriever. Beautiful dog, so sweet, so calm. And it's just like, I like emotional support llamas.
Do they have, do
you have emotional support ducks? Alligators? That wouldn't be.
No.
But no, I mean... But Governor Walz, he's an emotional support vice presidential candidate.
Yeah.
Jesse Waters said over the weekend that women don't like Governor Walz. Hi.
Yeah.
This one does. A lot of us do. He is the guy that you can trust. He's not creepy like some people want to say he is, which he is not at all. He doesn't give that vibe to me
not at all.
Not even a little bit.
Jesse Waters gives me more creepy vibe.
Absolutely. I think he gives his mother creepy vibe.
Yeah.
For Jesse Waters to say women don't like that kind of masculinity, I don't know what women you're talking to, buddy. He's somebody that a woman and a girl can trust that is not going to be creepy.
Yep.
And that's a thing. It's something that women grow up knowing, like stay away from that guy, stay away from that guy, but that guy's okay. We learn it at a young age, unfortunately, and hopefully more and more boys are being raised better than the men that I of my age group, because we shouldn't have to be creeped out by each other. We should be able to walk down the street at any point in time and not worry that we have to cross the street because somebody's creepy like Donald Trump. Whereas J.D. Vance is not that person. He's the guy you go, hi, and he goes, hello, can I help with your gutters? He's that guy.
Tim Walz.
Yeah. Governor Walz is amazing. Uh-huh. So for Jesse Waters to think, and Megyn Kelly also doesn't like him for some strange reason. What is wrong with her?
She's got problems.
She does. She does. And I mean, I defended her initially with the whole blood out of everywhere thing because that was just gross. But she has not redeemed herself since
then. Not at all. No. No, she's a very close-minded lady.
Yes, she is. And I don't understand why she... Didn't she call Tim Walz?
She doesn't play well with others.
She does not play well with others.
Not at all.
You are correct, sir. Yeah. You are correct. She's pretty. I'll give her that. She's pretty. Charlize Theron played her, didn't she?
Was it Charlize? Oh, God, I can't remember. I've only seen that movie once.
Same here. Yeah. Very pretty ladies playing other pretty ladies. So, remember that wonderful Arlington Cemetery stunt? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It was, what, 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Finally, a lot of veterans are saying, I'm done.
Right.
Wayne Collins, he reached his final straw when Donald filmed the video at Arlington. And one of the staffers got into the altercation. One of Trump's campaign people got into an altercation with one of the staffers there. My assumption is it was a black woman because of how they were depicting her mm-hmm. after the fact. And then they claimed that they were going to release that video.
Right.
Hi.
Yeah.
Release the video. Release the hounds, people.
I haven't seen it.
And so this Wayne Collins, who is a veteran, mm-hmm. he said, I don't think he was respectful, and that's because fundamentally I don't think he has respect for the military. You are spot on. He made it clear there's nothing he wouldn't do to retain power. If he gets to the White House, this vote could be our last. Fred Wellman, who I follow on Twitter and a lot of other people do, is also a combat veteran with Vote Vets who voted for Republicans until 2016. He told the Times that the former president's behavior at Arlington caught the attention of fellow veterans who otherwise would have stayed away from politics. This debacle was different. Even my non-card-carrying vet friends who water ski on weekends and rather than pay attention to politics were deeply offended. Arlington is sacred, and it is. Mm-hmm. And I think what he did that day, the disrespect that he showed to everybody there, especially those that, yes, graves are always like there's one and then there's one right. and then there's another. And like Stephanie said and the Arlington staff said, family members can take photographs. Mm-hmm. Of course they can.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. But the staffers usually do it for you to make sure that nobody else's grave is in that shot right. because that person's family, yeah, that person's family may not want their photograph
right.
in your possession. So there are rules, and for Donald Trump and his goons to have disrespected not only Arlington Cemetery as a whole, but the families that were there that were also photographed that did not give permission.
Okay.
Is disgusting to me. And the staffer, apparently, Justin Caporale,
okay.
Caporale,
sure.
He apparently was the person involved in the altercation between the Arlington staffer and he was the guy on Trump's team. He verbally abused the woman and along with Michael Pritchard, I'm not reading that right, Picard, who also pushed the woman aside. So there was physical and verbal abuse on this woman. Caporale has been, he's comparing himself to a Sopranos character, Polly, I'm not going to try to pronounce
right.
it, who's known as Polly Walnuts. he was a chief henchman of Tony Soprano's mafia family. And so this guy's literally comparing himself to a mafioso.
Right.
And he thinks that's a cool thing.
Mafiosos are criminals.
Uh-huh. And there are anti-heroes that people love, obviously.
Yeah.
But they're fake. Okay? He's not a real person. And you're comparing yourself to somebody that, were that person to be a real person, would be an awful human being. And to think that that's a good thing to compare yourself to, this is what you know about Donald Trump and his people. So it gets to me that people like that person and the other staffer on Donald's side are treated in any sort of regard
yeah.
by anybody. I do not understand it. I'm glad he's starting to get exposed. It's too long in coming, media.
Yeah.
And he's unhinged. I mean, I have a mashup that Ron Filipowski did from his news conference, sort of, the 43-minute long verbal diarrhea.
Right.
And it's hard. I mean, thank you, Ron Filipowski, for doing the mashup because it made my life a lot simpler. Because I was not going to listen to 43 minutes of that and try to clip stuff out. But it's the unhinging of him in front of, right after it was the E. Jean Carroll appeals court thing. And he just went off. I mean, let's start with 10, okay, just to
make his life miserable. Sue him all the time. Keep him in court and let him spend a fortune. It's a hoax. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. Because that case was a scam. But every single one of these cases that I'm mentioning, they're all hoaxes and scams. Cases of disgrace. Should have never been brought. Should have never been brought. This is the weaponization of justice at a level that nobody's ever seen in this country before. We've never seen it.
And I think I ramble.
Yeah.
He makes me sound super smart, super wicked smart. In the proceeding, the judges did not like his lawyer's arguments because he actually threw them under the bus,
right,
too. I mean, watching Lena Habba just look down and then come out forcefully for women, you know, you need to support Donald Trump because he's not the adjudicated rapist.
Right.
That he is adjudicated a rapist, I can say that. It's not alleged. It has been done. The questions were skeptical of one of the former president's appeal, specifically whether the evidence he was contesting, the admission of it all the first of the trials, in fact, it was inappropriately admitted. Even if it was, would that have changed the outcome of the case? Rubin pointed out, I'm sorry, Lisa Rubin is who I'm quoting here. She pointed out three pieces of evidence that Trump's lawyers used to argue the appeal. There were two witnesses who alleged they were sexually assaulted by Trump, Jessica Leeds and Natasha Stoyanov.
Uh-huh.
The third was the infamous Access Hollywood tape where he said on a hot microphone that he could grab women because he was a celebrity. E. Jean's lawyer, Robbie Kaplan, explained that even if they remove the accusations by Leeds and Stoyanov, the tape is still an admission of liability because he said it on tape. We all heard it.
Yep.
Remember? Mm-hmm. And that's when Russia released the DNC emails. It should properly be understood that to be a confession by the former president, Rubin cited reading the statements, that's a confession, even though it's not a confession of a particular instance, the jury could understand that he's admitting it. And when asked about it, he doubled down on it, and she says that makes a jury verdict bulletproof. He was convicted. He did it, and he owes her, what, $80 million?
$11 billion.
I want her to just, I look forward to her getting that money and donating it to wherever.
And I want her to get even more money every time he opens his stupid mouth about her. Like this week, yeah.
On Friday.
Exactly.
He went again, so let's keep suing him.
Sure.
Keep doing it.
I want him to keep paying more money.
Well, he's not paying it.
I want him to owe more money to her.
There you go.
I want her to get more money. Every time.
Yeah, it's like with Rudy Giuliani finally shut his pie hole when it came to Ruby and Shay.
Ruby, yeah.
Yeah, he finally went, ooh, I should probably stop talking.
Yeah.
Because I owe a lot of money.
Right. And he's drunk.
And he's drunk. Well,
alleged.
I don't know how alleged it is. I'm not sure it's that alleged.
Take a call before we go to break?
Yeah, we're going
to
take a quick call before we go. Hi, Steve in Vermont. How are you?
Hi, Jody. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
I'm a postal worker, and I help out my customers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by customers I wear my compassion on the sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Walz does the same thing. When I was in high school, I was told that I'm not the guy you date, I'm the guy you marry. Guess what? Tim Walz is the guy you marry, girls.
Yes.
And that's why Jesse Waters has a problem, because Jesse Waters is an incel who wouldn't get laid in a women's prison with a fistful of pardons.
Thank you, Stephen Vermont. That's very funny. It is it's 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by that thing that she usually has over here.
Right.
The morning kick. It's that giant keg of goodness.
Yep.
It's strawberry. She loves the flavor of it. And you know what? It gives her so much energy that she can go on the road and do her shows, do this show, and then go on the road. She's going back east in a week and some change, and that's going to be
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So it's a week from Friday.
Yep.
So she needs that in order to have the energy. And you know what? It is a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. It combines 10 supplements in one, and when it comes to health, it's been a real game changer for the lady. She loves it. It tastes great. So if you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
They have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The only place in America where dissent is still allowed. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, as the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set, made from premium viscose from bamboo. These sheets are unbelievably soft and get softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and you get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. It's like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short, designed for comfort and breathability. They'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Use the code Miller for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall. Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to try out a little personal finance quiz. Are you ready? Here we go. Which phrase best completes this sentence? I can find out where I'm spending too much money by A, buying less expensive things, B, setting a financial goal, or C, tracking what you buy. If you guess C, you are 100% correct. The best way to figure out where you're spending money that you don't have to is by tracking your spending. Just take a look at your bank account and your credit card statements today. See what you notice. Anything pop out at you? Tracking like that helps you make more informed choices about your goals and your spending. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie. We are expecting Charlie Pierce at the bottom of this hour. I'm very excited. We're going to dim the lights because it's me. And then at the top of the next hour, for the hour, we have Jen Kirkman and Justin Root. Hi, Catherine in Florida. How are you?
Hey, Miss Jody. So pleased to speak with you today.
Me too.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say this is a little whisper campaign I've been doing on my own. Whenever I go out, I keep a little thing of Post-it notes in my bag and a pen. And whenever I'm in a ladies' room, inside the stall, I write down, you don't have to tell your husband or your boyfriend who you're voting for. Vote with your heart. And then I just stick it on the inside of the stall.
Atta girl.
Now, the reason...
Uh-oh.
I didn't touch it.
I'm not sure of laws in some of the states. I know in some states you can't just go post a sign on a public property.
Right.
This isn't saying anything. All it's saying is vote with your heart. But it's also letting you know that it's okay when you get in that voting booth. You don't have to tell your husband or your boyfriend how you voted for.
And you can lie to them, too, if you want.
Yeah, you can lie.
Sure, you can just say, hey, definitely, I voted for who you wanted to, honey.
Right.
But that's just my little tip of the day. Does that help?
It does. That's very helpful. I know that that is, Catherine, along with a lot of other people I know, are doing that sort of thing right now where they're carrying these and they're just putting them in ladies' room stalls.
Yep.
Because a lot of women are scared that if they don't vote the way their husband or boyfriend or whatever, or girlfriend for that matter, is going to vote, that they'll get in trouble. So... And I know men usually aren't afraid of that. Most men aren't. So I love this campaign. I think it's a fantastic. If I left the house ever, I'd do the same. But I come here, and I don't need to put Post-it notes up here.
No.
I think we're good. No, I appreciate that campaign, and I think it's smart. And again, women, whoever you are, nobody has to know how you voted or that you voted. For that matter, it's that's on you. I want everybody to vote who is able to vote over the age of 18. Register, make sure you have the right ID. Do what you need to do for yourself and your family, and vote. It's I want everybody to vote. I am.
Everybody should vote.
I think everybody should vote who can vote, and I think we're gonna. I'm hoping we're gonna get 70% turnout, if not more, this year. If we get a 70% turnout, it's gonna be huge.
It'll be huge.
Because why was it in 2020? Was it like 60-something?
I don't know.
It was kind of high. I mean, 80 million people voted for – it was over 140 million people voted.
That was a weird year, though, because of COVID.
It was. And most people were able to do mail-in for the first time, a lot of us. I mean, I've been an absentee voter for ever.
66%.
That's a good turnout.
In 2020.
That's good. Let's get it. How about we do 85%, kids? We know we can. I mean, registration is up in certain areas right now, over 100%. Some
the 2020 presidential election had the highest voter turnout of the 21st century.
Wow. We need to up it, kids. We really do. It's important this year because even the people that are supporting Donald Trump are like, oh, it could be our last election. It could if he gets elected again by an off chance because of the stupid electoral college. It's the dumbest college ever. It's really bad college. I don't like it.
Nah.
I've never liked it. It's just lame and stupid, and we need to get rid of it. I've been saying that since fifth grade. I'm serious. Do you remember learning about it as a kid?
Sure.
And what were your thoughts? It seemed weird to me.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not electing the person. We're electing people to go elect the person. That's what the Electoral College is. We're electing people to vote on our behalf.
Right, but we don't. we don't vote on laws directly. We're electing people to vote on those laws indirectly.
But that's the only part of our voting where we don't directly elect somebody.
We used to not vote for our senators.
I know. That's the 17th Amendment, I think.
I think
changed
so,
that?
Yeah.
Charlie will let us know because he's smart like that. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are literally going to new heights to warn about the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. Airplanes pulled banners over college football games here in Wisconsin and in other key swing states this weekend. Donald Trump denies having a direct connection to Project 2025, but he has embraced some of its key ideas. A new study finds people in rural Wisconsin feel better about drinking raw milk than people in cities or suburbs. Sean Patterson led the study for the University of Pennsylvania.
Pasteurization doesn't change the nutritional value of milk. It doesn't significantly change the taste of milk. And so the risks really don't outweigh any of the benefits.
Untreated milk has been linked to illness outbreaks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Madison police are cracking down on drunk driving. Last year, MPD arrested 595 people for operating while impaired. They've arrested more than 440 this year so far. According to the Cap Times, they've already arrested more people this year than they did in 2020, 2021, and 2022. Officers told the paper they're ramping up these efforts to discourage impaired driving. Wisconsin has the highest rate of alcohol-related driving deaths in the Midwest. Here in Dane County, 38% of traffic fatalities involve alcohol. And gas prices fell over 10 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state today is $3.06 a gallon. That's 36 cents lower than a month ago and more than 53 cents cheaper than this time last year. In Dane County, the average price today is $3.16. These prices should keep dropping as we head into fall. And that's what you need to know on your Monday. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
Gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah. If you think about the moment that we're in, and you think about how serious this moment is. My dad believes, and he's said publicly, that there's never been an individual in our country who is as grave a threat to our democracy as Donald Trump is. And that's the moment that we're facing.
That is the moment that we're facing
Absolutely.
Right now. She is not wrong. I still don't like her. I will never vote for her. I will ever if she decides to run. But I'm happy for her support at the moment. I'm happy for her father's support at the moment because that is giving other conservatives permission to vote for a Kamala Harris. And we got somebody that I'm so happy.
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce. I haven't said that in a while.
Good morning, Jody.
Oh.
What day is it anyway? Oh, it's Monday.
It's Monday. It is Monday. And
Whoa.
It's very confusing.
Monday.
Everybody's confused. It's very confusing. It's all cattywampus. But it was because I wanted to have you for myself, and I never get to do this hardly anymore with you. So I asked Rude to switch with you. And so he's going to do it tomorrow, and that's why everybody's very confused right now.
Yep.
Okay.
These are confusing times.
A lot of us are just operating on automatic pilot these days.
Yeah. Until the election.
Exactly. I mean, everything's all cattywampus.
I think, Chris, it's going to be going for a little bit after the election, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have some PTSD until about Christmas.
Yeah.
Probably.
Regardless of which way this goes.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm agreeing with Cheney's. So things are not right now in the world.
I'm sorry, but Dick Cheney is a bridge too far. You know, I mean, Dick Cheney saying this guy is the biggest threat to democracy, you know, since whenever. Well, you're in the top two, pal.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's just very strange that Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker are agreeing.
Vote for Kamala and then go shoot somebody in the face. But get out of my life.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree completely. I do. And you wrote a piece on Donald Trump's on the child care is child care. And that word salad of an answer the other day was insane to me. Plus the fact that the child care that his daughter and others were talking about would have taken away your Social Security later on in life. So I'm not quite sure what his plan is. Can you help me?
Well, since his plan is.
Bless you.
I post Monday morning. Mm-hmm. I have the sneezes. The plan apparently is that tariffs will take care of everything.
Right.
Which I'm not real sure about since he clearly doesn't know what a tariff is, what it does, and who pays for it.
Right. Right. No,
well,
I mean, I don't have a problem with, you know, encouraging American companies to make American-made products in these United States, and that's a way to do that is through tariffs to a certain extent.
But what you don't move an entire economy over to that
in the course of four years.
It takes decades.
We ran the economy of this country on tariffs for about 150 years, and every 10 years, the whole economy fell apart.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's really not a way to run an extended Democratic Republic.
Right.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And he's just, I mean, the whole child care, I mean, this was just, ay vey. And then, go on, sorry.
No, that's a child care is child care is child care, and it's a big problem, and I'll solve it.
Well, he's the only one that can solve anything, correct?
He alone can fix it.
He alone can fix it.
Right.
Now, he, in the gobbledygook that he said the other day, was talking about Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. and how much he loves the Kennedys and that RFK is the best of the Kennedys and all of that stuff. You said this, dear Politico, Tulsi Gabbard casts no shadow. She also cannot see her reflection in mirrors. I like that portrayal.
I mean, what the hell is Politico? I mean, I gave up on Politico, or as I like to call it in the blog, Tiger Beat on the Potomac, a long time ago.
Yeah.
But Tulsi Gabbard is casting a shadow? I mean, over the Democratic nominee and incumbent vice president?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's awful. And as Chris used to always say, not you, Tulsi.
Not you, Tulsi.
Hashtag not you, Tulsi. And you also reminded everybody that 50 years ago, Ford pardoned Nixon, and you said, opening the era of unpunished crimes by Republican presidents and the decades of cowardice looking forward, not back. That is so true.
It turned out to be a turning point in history and a turning point in really a weird direction.
Yeah.
I mean, it for some reason, it made everybody, including the media, very reluctant to do Watergate again.
Mm-hmm.
It's how the Reagan people skated on Iran-Contra for a lot, you know, in large part. It's how we never got anything, and never got the real truth about who the torturers were.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney. It's why we never got any bankers in jail.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. It was a grave mistake.
It's too messy to hold powerful people responsible for their crimes, basically. That's what the Nixon pardon established.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's why we have a Donald Trump at this point and what we're going through right now.
It's a big part of the reason, for sure. Yeah.
I know Jill Winebanks would agree with you on that one. Now, regarding...
I've meant to say this like five or six times in the show. I've never said it. I was a complete like Watergate junkie. I watched every minute or listened to, because I was working on forest as a forest ranger at the time. So I had a transistor radio,
mm-hmm.
and I was out in the woods listening to the Irving Committee hearings.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then I watched every news bulletin. And whenever there was B-roll of the Watergate prosecutors going into court or going out of court,
mm-hmm.
I would say to some friend of mine I was watching with, "Who's the hot blonde?" And it turned out to be Jill Winebanks.
It was.
Yeah.
She was the Watergate girl. She was wearing her mini skirts and going to work. I mean, you know.
I know. I thought to myself, you know, Ben Veniste is a hell of a lawyer, and you know, Archibald Cox is a great guy, but. Blah, 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 blah.
And she's a great lawyer,
and
too.
And she's a great lawyer as well, sir.
Yes, and she's a great lawyer and a great TV analyst and an altogether fulfilled human being. But
a wonderful woman. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I read her book, and she has a lot of those photographs in the book, obviously. And
And she's such a warm person in person.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
She's
and
lovely.
I don't think any of them did any interviews back then.
No.
No. Nobody ran to the television cameras afterwards.
Well, DOJ usually doesn't anyway.
Right.
Even during cases, they just policy.
No, but if you need Jim Doyle, who is a veteran newspaper man from Baltimore, I think, he took the press secretary's job for the special counsel's office. And he wrote a great book called Not Above the Law. And I think I may be one of three people who read it. But it was all about, you know, the inner workings of the special counsel, and he wrote that was absolutely leak-proof.
Yeah.
And the lengths that they went to make sure it was leak-proof.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the same with Jack Smith right now, too. I mean, that's a leak-proof office as well. I mean, we haven't heard anything unless he comes out with filings. We don't hear anything from them.
No, absolutely not. And, of course, it's all a hoax anyway, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all witch hunting.
It's a political witch hunt, a hoax.
Yeah, they're going after the witch.
Right.
Hence the witch hunt. You also did remark on the person of interest at the Kentucky I-75 shooting. You just wrote too many guns. And I could not agree with you more. We need to stop
this. Now they can't find this guy.
Right.
You know, it's like, what's his name? The clinic bomber, Al Rudolph, the guy who blew up the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was on the lam for like 3 years.
Yeah.
You telling me he didn't have any help?
Was that Eric Rudolph? Or I think it was Eric Rudolph.
Yes, I think you're correct. Rudolph. Yes, yes, that's
Alan Rudolph's the director.
Right.
Exactly.
Different Rudolphs.
Yeah.
Yes, he did Welcome to L.A. and a couple of others.
No, I mean, it's just, it's insane that literally right after the Georgia debacle, now people just driving on the highway can't drive safely because somebody's going to shoot up the highway now. And it's just, it's too many guns. You're absolutely right. I cannot agree with you more if I tried.
It's at this point, everybody looks like a fool, including those of us who understand that the problem is too many guns and can't do anything about it.
We're trying. I mean, all we can do is vote the right people in office and get better legislation passed again. I mean, that's all we can do.
And expand the Supreme Court.
Yes, please. Yes. We need at least 13 people on that court, because this court has legalized bribery recently.
They legalized bribery in Citizens United.
Right.
That's, you know, demolished the Voting Rights Act, overturned the power of federal regulators to regulate just about anything.
Yep.
And given immunity to, you know, crazy legs Mar-a-Lago.
And it really is just for him, because if President Biden or Vice President Harris tried to do anything that is technically legal now, they would say, no, that's not legal.
I see. I wish Biden would just try it.
Me too. Just anything.
For the hell of it. I mean, he has absolutely nothing to lose.
Right. He's not running.
So let him just, you know, grab Stephen Miller and, you know, throw him in Leavenworth and say, okay, you guys come get him out now.
Right. No, I wish he would do something like that, and maybe he will towards the end of the year when he really has less F's to give, because right now, technically, legally, he can do whatever he wants. Technically.
Pretty much, yeah, as long as he can make it an official act.
Right. I'm officially, he can just expand the court, as far as I'm concerned. Hey.
No, I can't do
why
that.
Not?
Why not?
Because it takes an act of Congress to expand the Supreme Court.
I know. It's under the Constitution.
Really,
oh, the Constitution, Charles.
I know. It's a pesky little document.
It's a pain in the ass sometimes.
It is. So Donald has also escalated his threats to prosecute his political opponents.
That's going to be the top of today's blog if I ever finish writing it. He turned everything into a farce this weekend.
Yeah.
Between, you know, the bloody story of rounding up the immigrants,
yes,
to the tweet about, or whatever, about rounding up, you know, people who work at elections and, you know, retired librarian ladies who work at the polls. I mean, he's just out and out fascist now.
Yeah. He's not hiding it. He's not even trying to hide it anymore.
Nope.
And it's mind-boggling to me that even though he's not trying to hide it, people are like, oh, no, we might need a dictator. I mean, we've heard some of his supporters say, well, the country might need a dictator right now. It's like,
what's mind-boggling to me is that the people in my profession are still treating this like a normal campaign.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not a normal campaign. One guy is a senile fascist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whom we already know, you know, lies like some people breathe.
Yes.
And is incompetent anyway.
Right.
So, all the stuff he said over the weekend should have been what we used to call above the fold.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. I mean, it was just Donald's saying crazy stuff again.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely are not holding him to the same standard they held President Biden to by any stretch of the imagination.
No, they're not. They're not holding him to the same standard they're holding Kamala Harris to.
True. True.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she's supposed to be this. She's supposed to be talking to the press constantly. Why?
Yeah,
why bother?
But the Beltway cocktail press, not the actual press.
Right. No, you're absolutely. And she is talking to people. We all saw her the other day with that crowd in that spice shop, right? And she was hugging people and just having a lovely interaction with voters and those that might vote in the future. And, you know, because kids can't vote yet. You know, but I mean, just watching her be her around these people, and then people like Jesse Waters saying, oh, she doesn't want to be around people. And it's like, hi, dude, did you not just see that?
Jesse Waters, who made his bones at Fox News, stalking people.
Right.
Exactly.
When you talk about people who don't want to be around people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, his own mother is disappointed in him anyway. And
his,
good for
his mother. His mother hates him and his father disowned him.
There you go.
That's what I heard.
No, he actually had his mother call into his show not too long ago, and it was a very interesting conversation. She was like, now you can be a lot better than you. I'm very proud of you, and blah, 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 blah. But. And so she gave him a talking down, which was hilarious, and he aired it on his own show. So yeah. I'll give him that.
Yeah. That's cute.
How do we know it's his real mother, though?
Good point. Excellent point.
It might have been, you know, somebody he hired.
That is a good point.
Maybe it was Martha McCallum.
I think Judge Jeanine would call him out, though.
She probably would have.
You'd know Judge Jeanine because of the slurring.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Charlie.
The only person with deeper and more profound wine breath than our host here. Our usual host.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, thank you so much for switching days with Rude so that I could have you all to myself.
I hope Rude, you know, finds his way to the microphone tomorrow.
I think he
will. He's already confirmed. So far, so good.
I was confirmed, too. I was confirmed, too. The bishop slapped me and everything.
All right, Charlie. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And find his scribblings at Esquire Politics.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
It is 50 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive live guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
Ever heard of Joan Ballweg? She's your state senator, and she's got one of the worst records on women in the entire state senate. But don't take our word for it. Listen to women who live in her district.
Joan Ballweg wants to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk.
And would jail doctors who perform them.
Ballweg voted to ban birth control, too, and to deny rape victims emergency contraception.
Banning all abortion, banning birth control. Ballweg even wrote a law that would force doctors to perform C-sections on women who need an abortion. Some decisions should only be between a woman and her doctor. But Joan Ballweg thinks politicians like her should make them for you.
No one wants to tell you what to do with your body more than Joan Ballweg.
But she can't tell you what to do with your vote.
There's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieski for State Senate. Paid for by Kieski for Wisconsin.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Not Stephanie Miller. We've replaced Stephanie Miller with Jody Hamilton and Chris LeBlanc.
Oh, the light turned on.
Uh-oh, she's up.
She's up.
She's up. Everybody hide.
Uh-oh.
Surprise! It is 55 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. 323-410-0458 is the number. Hi, Marie in Atlanta.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Wanted to share with you some interesting background information on the Georgia shooting situation.
Okay.
Just 4 months ago, our state legislature, the Georgia legislature, closed its annual session, and it had...
What is going on?
I don't know.
With this
and that would have, among other things, provided regulations for safekeeping, safe storage of guns.
Right.
It was like pulling teeth for Georgia Democrats to at least get a hearing on the bill, but the state Senate Republicans who controlled the Senate would not allow it to come out into the chamber for a vote.
Wow.
Now imagine if that had been in place in September. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that kid wouldn't have been able to.
Right.
It's just, it's ridiculous. But it was his own. His dad gave him that gun. It was his it was his gun. It's not like it was hidden somewhere that he just broke into a gun closet and grabbed it.
Exactly.
It was his gun. He owned it himself, which is the problem. And apparently in Georgia, there is no age limit on who can buy a gun either. Like, you can buy it at 16 years old if you so desire. So that's also a problem there. It's a problem in most red states that think that guns are more important than children's lives, anybody's lives at that point. So it's very... It's disheartening, to say the least. Hi, Kevin in D.C. Hi.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
That NPR voice will never cease to be so exciting. I just had a quick, I had a lot of things get off my chest, but before I get to shooting quickly, the leader of the He-Man Women Hater Club, the Republican VP, his thing about Cat Ladies and so on, doesn't he realize that Elizabeth Dole and Skankter and Condoleezza Rice would be in that category?
That's true.
True.
Elizabeth Dole never had a biological child.
Right.
They don't deal with it, I guess. Second, you've already discussed how upsetting it is that the curve they grade Trump on.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a Biden Trump thing, but now they're doing it to her where she has to cross every T and dot every I, and he can say the most ignorant, stupid, and they don't say anything. And finally, what you said about with Charlie, about there's a lot of things after we win that we need to, you know, I refuse to accept that we can't do things like change the court, break up the conservative hold of the news media. Teddy Roosevelt broke up the monopolies back in the day.
Yes, he did.
So I don't see why we can't do, because we have too many ignorant people. That's how we got to this point.
It is.
Yep.
It is. And I mean, the Biden administration, sorry, Kevin, heartbreak. The Biden administration is trying to break up Google and Amazon, so we're hoping that some of this will happen. It is 58 minutes after the hour. Justin Root and Jen Kirkman next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader Democrat Tim Cullen to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.